This is a Fox News alert. More fallout in Memphis. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Two EMTs and a fire department lieutenant seen on video who responded following the Memphis police beating of Tyree Nichols earlier this month, who died 3 days later, have been fired.
You also see in the video other officers show up on scene and just stand around as a bloodied Nichols is left to wait more than 20 minutes for medical attention.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis. Five officers seen on video battering him have been fired and are charged with murder, kidnapping, and assault. A sixth officer now suspended. The district attorney in Memphis says more charges could be coming. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg began presenting evidence to a grand jury today regarding former President Trump's alleged role in providing hush payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. Bragg began calling witnesses before the jury, including former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who allegedly played a role in facilitating those payments to Daniels. President Biden today traveled to Baltimore, Maryland, discussing a major upgrade to a key piece of America's Northeast Corridor, funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law.
A century and a half after its completion, the Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel gets an upgrade and a new name. President Biden, known over his political career for riding trains to and from Washington, said the tunnel has been crumbling and the threat of collapse is real.
If this line shuts down, it's just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
The rebuilt tunnel will be named for abolitionist Frederick Douglass and will cost more than $6 billion when you add in bridges and other upgrades.
Fox's Gernal Scott. It's a stormy start to the week. In parts of the South, winter storm advisories or warnings are installed from Texas up to Ohio and West Virginia. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan today, killing at least 59 people and wounding more than 150 others. Officials say most of the casualties were police officers. A computer system outage disrupting thousands of flights leads to changes at the Federal Aviation Administration.
The outage of a safety bulletin system on January 11th led to the first nationwide grounding of departures since the 9/11 attacks in 2001. It was traced to a contractor unintentionally deleting files. That contractor has now lost access to the Notice to Air Missions database, and syncing with the backup system is now on a one-hour delay to prevent accidental deletions from showing up there right away. The FAA, in a letter to Congress obtained by the Reuters news agency, also says at least two people, including a federal manager, will be present during NOTAM database maintenance. Chris Foster, Fox News.
At least two major automotive insurers are reportedly refusing to protect certain Kia and Hyundai models because they lack anti-theft features common in most cars.
Both State Farm and Progressive telling CNN they're temporarily not writing policies for some Kia and Hyundai models manufactured between 2015 and 2019. Kia and Hyundai vehicle thefts are up as much as 300% over the past 2 years in some cities, with social media users posting videos showing just how easy they are to steal with the help of the tip of a phone charger or a USB cable. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found the Hyundai and Kia vehicles that are being stolen lack electronic immobilizers. The report also found immobilizers were standard in only 26% of Kia and Hyundai models in 2015, but standard in 96% of other cars. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Avatar: The Way of Water claimed the number one spot in the domestic box office charts for the seventh weekend in a row, with an additional $15.7 million in ticket sales. Second place went to Universal and DreamWorks family-oriented offering Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.